of the International Secret Police.
Zero. Phoenix Zero. Phoenix Zero.
Octopus operator named Sari, who is located at Regan, convinces the susceptible Barney that he and the other boys should attend the Legionnaire officer's dinner the night they land at the outpost. Clint does not want to go, preferring to keep an eye on their plane, but is finally prevailed upon by Barney and Speed. During the dinner, the plane catches fire, and we now find the secret police and the Legionnaires vainly attempting to extinguish it.
Show your back, that boy.
No use, Captain Rinaldi. The fire has gained too much headway. It's impossible to save the plane or anything in it.
And our firefighting equipment is so limited.
We have plenty of fire extinguishers inside the plane, but a lot of good they're doing us now.
I'd like to know how in heck that fire started.
So would I, Speed. Everything was in perfect condition when I last inspected it. There's nothing in our cargo now that could cause spontaneous combustion.
Do you think that your plane was deliberately set afire, Mr. Bartle?
I'm very much inclined to think that, Captain. I'm going to take a look around and see if I can find any clues to what started.
And I shall come with you. Such a thing is not to be tolerated.
Gosh, Barney, if somebody set our plane afire, then it's almost as certain that there's an octopus spy in Regan. They're the only ones that would want to stop it.
That's right, kid. I'd just like to get my hands on the fellow that did it. Without that plane, we're kind of stuck.
Yeah, it had all our shortwave equipment in it. Even the portable set. That's one thing that Clint didn't take out of the plane after we landed.
But ain't it lucky he took all them papers and maps out? Without them, we would have been sunk.
And it's lucky that we're planning to go on to the Atlantean Expedition Base by caravan, too. This fire won't stop us, but it'll make things a little harder. If we run into trouble on the way, we won't be able to send out any calls for help.
No, once we start out, we'll be on our own, all right. But wait a minute.
What?
The octopus operator wrecked our plane. Next, he may try to get us. Them guys never do anything halfway.
Gosh, that's right. We better tell Clint.
Oh, he's probably thought of that long ago. Can't get ahead of him on figuring things out, kid.
Look, here he comes back with Captain Rinaldi.
Yeah, I wonder if they found him.
I tell you, that fire was deliberately started, all right.
How, Clint?
They found a gasoline can some distance away from the plane.
The one I am carrying. We are going to examine it for fingerprints.
But the most important finding was that the can was overturned. And in the earth, dampened by the gasoline, was a footprint. That of a woman's shoe.
A woman?
I only saw one woman in camp when we landed. It was Sari.
That might not be her footprint, Clint. Maybe that was there before the gasoline leaked out over
it. Oh, no. It was a fresh print. But we won't go on that now. If she stepped on that damp earth, she must have some mud on the shoes she wore. And I don't think she's had time to clean them.
But Sari's wearing evening dress for the officer's dinner, Clint.
Well, that means her other clothes and her other shoes. They should be in her rooms. You know where Sari lives, Captain?
Yes, it is not far from here.
I wish you'd take us there immediately. And Speed?
Yes, sir?
Go back to the dinner and keep Sari there until we return. Don't tell her where we've gone, of course. Say that we're still out of the plane waiting until the flames die down to see if we can salvage anything.
Okay, Clint. But you won't be gone long.
No, the search shouldn't take long. Once we have the evidence, we'll return to the dinner immediately. I want to arrest Sari before she can do any more damage.
Is that Sari's house, Captain Rinaldi?
Yes, Mr. Barrow.
Come along, then. What are you lagging behind for, Barney? Afraid we'll find that Sari was the guilty one?
If you want me to be honest, yeah. I hate to see anyone like that mixed up in this dirty business.
But you've had enough experience by now to know that the more beautiful they are, the more dangerous they might be.
And should Sari prove to be an octopus operator, I hang my head to think of all the Legion business she has told her master.
You needn't, Captain. His operators are the most clever in the world. She was careless on this job because she had to work fast.
Wait a minute. You don't know she did it yet.
We soon will. Is this the door?
Yes.
I'll get out my passkey.
Shall we turn on the light?
No. Better just use our flashlight. Let's see now. Don't see any clothes in the room.
Well, that must be the clothes closet there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Here are the clothes you wore today. There's only one pair of shoes here, aside from a pair of bedroom slippers. They must be the ones we're after. Bring your light closer, Barney.
Any mud on them?
Wait a minute. Look here. She tried to clean it off, but didn't have enough time. It's mud, all right. Sorry's the operator.
Very well. Shall we go back immediately?
One moment first. We've got to be a little careful. Even though we arrest Sari, she mustn't know that we are to continue on from here by caravan. She must think that we'll be held up here in Regan for days.
So that she can't get word to the octopus that burning our plane didn't stop us, huh?
Right. There may be another octopus spy in Regan that could relay the news to the octopus.
True. And now that I know Sari is guilty, I suspect everyone.
What I can't figure out is when she had time to start that fire, Clint.
Just before she dressed for dinner. It was dark by that time, and there was no guard at the plane. After I took what I wanted from it, Captain Rinaldi and I went directly to the storeroom where the things would be safe. He ordered a guard to go to the plane on the way. But there must have been, some 20 minutes when it was completely unguarded. And that was long enough for Sari to start the fire.
Then how come we didn't see it until the middle of the dinner, Clint? That was some time later.
She knew how to build it, evidently, so that it would smolder for some time before bursting into flames. And she must have spotted it all through the plane so that it would catch all at once. With the interior saturated with gasoline, as it must have been, there was no hope of putting it out.
And all the time I was falling for
it. Yeah, maybe this will teach you a lesson, Barney. Though I doubt it. Captain Rinaldi, can we reach your office without passing through the mess hall?
Yes, yes. You do not wish to be seen by Sari?
Not until I make the fingerprint test on that gasoline can. I have my kit with me so we can make it right in your office. Then we can call Sari in.
Good. You have everything from here that you need?
Yes, I'll take these shoes along as evidence.
Then let us proceed to my office. I am most anxious to arrest this girl.
There we are. That does it. I have a complete set of prints from the gasoline can. Now, all we have to do is to get a set from Sari and compare the two.
That will be easy. Do you wish you're in here now?
If you please. And speed, too.
I shall get them myself.
Oh, gosh, Clint, I'm sorry for making such a sap out of myself. If I hadn't gone gaga, we might have caught that dame red-handed.
I doubt it, Barney. Anyway, it's too late now. And at least we'll be able to prove her guilty. She won't be able to give any more information to the octopus.
Right in here, please.
Hi, fellas. Sure glad you got back. Miss Sari was beginning to wonder what was keeping you.
Oh, yes. And your beautiful plane. Oh, I am so sorry it was destroyed. Were you able to salvage anything from it? Speed said that you hoped to.
We found some things of interest. Miss Sari, I'm going to take your fingerprints. Will you please come over here to the desk?
My fingerprints? But why?
I'll explain shortly. Place your fingers on this pad. Oh, no, just one at a time.
But I cannot understand.
Have you any reason why you don't want your fingerprints taken?
Oh, of course not, but...
Well, then let's take them, huh, without any more talk.
Why, yes, if you wish. But it all seems very strange.
There have been many strange things going on here in Regan recently, Sari.
You all look at me as if Sari had committed some crime. I am beginning to be afraid.
Nothing to be afraid of, Miss Sari, if you haven't done anything.
Here are the prints, Bonnie. See how they compare with the others.
Others? What others?
Never you mind. Clint, the prints are identical. They both show the twin blue.
That's enough. You're under arrest, Sari.
Arrest? What have I done?
First off, you set our plane afire. But worse than that, you're in the gang of the octopus. That's enough to send you up for life.
Oh, but you are insane to accuse me of such things. Captain Rinaldi, I appeal to you. You have known me for a long time.
Too long, unfortunately, Sari. We have definite proof of your guilt. Fingerprints from the can of gasoline. Oh. And the shoes you wore at the scene of your crime.
My shoes?
It was a careless job, Sari, but you were forced to work fast. And by working just as fast, we caught you. No use trying to get out of it now.
So, you caught me, Clint Barlow. Well, much good that will do you now. I did what I was ordered to do. Stop you here, Oregon. You will never leave here alive.
yourself. See if you can laugh in jail. Things won't look so funny to you then.
You big fool. I will laugh when I remember your silly face.
Silly? Why, you...
Yes, you follow me around like a stupid dog, hoping I would smile at you. I fool you all right.
I will call the guards to take her away.
Yes, take me away. Do what you like with me. But you have failed, Clint Barlow. And I was the one to spoil your plans.
Guard, come here.
You will be here, Oregon, while the master succeeds with his world conquest. And he will come to free me. He will come to free me.
Take her away.
He will come to
solitary
cell.
Cell.
Hey, the octopus, he will come to save me.
Phew, what a wildcat. If the octopus was really smart, he'd have an army of dames like her. Then he wouldn't need his death ray machine.
Well, forget sorry now. We've got plenty to do from now on if we're to get away tonight.
Get away tonight? You mean leave with the caravan? What, aren't we supposed to wait for Carlos and Mr. Buchanan?
No, sweetie. This last occurrence has changed my plan. I'll call Carlos on Captain Rinaldi's shortwave set after we've decided on the route our caravan will take and have him meet us somewhere along the way. He should be getting here sometime tomorrow, and by that time, we'll be well out on the Sahara.
And he'll leave his plane wherever he sets down?
Yes. He and Buchanan will join our caravan.
Then that cuts us off completely from the outside, Clint. No plane, no short way.
Yes, a windstorm will direct the plane if you leave it unprotected.
I know all that, boys, but we've got to do it this way. Our only chance is a desperate one. Captain, can you choose your men and get the camels, say, within 3 hours?
I think so, Mr. Butler. I shall do my best.
Meantime, we'll plan our route with you. And I'll have to depend on you to give the signal to the other Legion outposts when to start their march. We won't be able to give it from the caravan since our portable set has been burned.
You may depend on me for everything in my power.
I know that, Captain. But now, let's get going.